This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Powered by Insperity.
Now from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Will Docter and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps.
Red Roll here on a Saturday morning. Thanks to our friends at Insperity. Visit Insperity.com for powerful HR solution with exceptional follow-through. We have a great weekend ahead at the Chevron Championship here at the Nicholas Course at the club at Carlton Woods. Tickets are available on SeatGeek, $40. You can still get some weekend passes.
Kids come free.
Kids, juniors, 17 and under, free all weekend. And we'll have the executive director, Glenn Weckerlin, on it. 8:15, talk more about the tournament. But, Charlie, great couple days out here so far.
So far, so good. Now, why is this called the Nicholas Course?
Well, because your good friend, the Golden Bear, Jack Nicklaus, designed it.
Isn't it incredible? Great piece of property, and he designed one heck of a championship golf course. And this is a major.
It is. It is. You have two courses out here at the clubs of Carlton Woods. You've got the Fazio course, which hosts a great junior tournament every year. The CB&I, your Charlie Wiley played in that.
Yes.
And then this was restored about a year and a half ago to get it ready for this, the first major of the LPGA season. Charlie, this tournament moved from Mission Hills, the Dinah Shores.
Yes.
I think there was a lot of people that wanted it to stay there in California. This has just been a great move, though, largely because of this golf course.
Well, largely because of the sponsor. Now, this is a big, big-time tournament with a big-time payday for the ladies.
Yeah.
And so they had to move it to a city. And I love Palm Springs. I love Mission Hills. It was a great event. But sometimes progress gets in the way.
Yeah.
And this is really a first-class event.
And when you have a partner like Chevron that, you know, can not only, like you said, you know, the winner of this tournament is going to make over $1 million this week. Not only that, what they're doing for charity in the area, over $40 million going to teachers in the Woodlands area, help support the teachers in the schools in the area. Chevron, they're equipped to do all those great things for the community.
Yeah, you know, it's once again, golf strikes in a big, big way. Golf raises so much money every year for the needy, for great projects, and I'm so proud to be a golf professional helping out, get the kids out here, get the kids to play golf, get them to learn rules, get them to learn to play by the rules, and this is just a monumental effort in the Woodlands community. Not only do we have a championship major for the ladies, but the
legends, they'll be here next week,
yes.
Charlie. And some of them were already here. Annika Sorenstam, Julie Inkster, they were all at the Champions Dinner that the Chevron puts on for the winner every year.
Yeah.
Chef Thomas Keller prepared a Czech dinner for past champion Nelly Korda.
Where was our invitation?
That's a great question. I asked Gwen Weckerlin, you know, I said if there's any access we could get to that Champions Dinner to cover it, but he said, I would just have to ask Nelly about it, you know, in the press conference the next day. No media allowed in the Champions Dinner. They don't allow media in the Masters Champions Dinner, do they, Charlie? Do they allow any writers in there?
No.
Dan Jenkins.
But this isn't the Masters. This is growing. This is to get the community growing. I'm going to suggest that they partner with us and we'll promote the event every week.
Yeah.
To get people aware of what this sporting event's all about.
No, and you're exactly right. I mean that's what needs to build here. You know, they have to get the city of Houston involved. Greater Houston, they know about the Houston Open at Memorial Park. It is a public golf course that they can go play for under $35. And what Jim Crane has done with the PGA Tour event in Houston has just been sensational. You know, similar things could be done at this tournament to do the same. I will say, with the LPGA Tour, it falls a lot, of course, on the stars, and you know they have to show up as far as the golf is concerned. I feel like world number one Nelly Korda making the weekend, shooting a 4-under 68 after starting 77 the first day. That is massive for the spark that this tournament can create in Houston over the weekend.
Well, it shows you what kind of a game golf is. It's a golf. it's a game of recovery, and the best in the world. And she won this event for her fifth victory last year.
Correct.
And she wasn't going to be denied. She put her pedal to the metal and shot one heck of a great round yesterday to sneak into the tournament, you might say, and watch out this weekend.
Yeah, there's a lot of great names on top of this leaderboard. First off, Yan Liu of China is leading at 7-under par. Charlie, I got a bite for you here on Yan Liu. She eagled the par 5 eighth hole yesterday in the second round. Yan Liu made an albatross two on the par 5 eighth. Here at the Nicholas course.
How far was the second shot?
170 yards.
170
she had a 7-iron.
7-iron into the hole on a par 5.
Now, I didn't know this, but that's only the third albatross ever made in major championship history in both the men and women side of the game.
How about that? Way to go. What a stat.
Your friend Gene Sarazen
yes.
in 1935 at the Masters.
Right.
And then Karen Stupples.
Karen, I know Karen.
At the 2004 Open. Now Karen's on Golf Channel, and she announced that shot that Yan Liu hit yesterday, the albatross on the 8th.
That's exciting.
So that's your leader this weekend. And others contending. You have two great Americans in a tie for second place, Lindy Duncan and Sarah Schmelzel. We'll hear some audio from them later on. They, you know, Lindy shot a 66 yesterday to get it to 6-under. Sarah shot 68. They were playing together. I asked them after the round, you know, does it help to have, you know, when your partner is going low as well? Lindy said yes. Sarah said she's in her own little bubble. I felt like it certainly helped their momentum through the round.
You get caught up in the momentum, and that happens a lot. I know in my brief experience playing tournament golf, if I had a good group, we just kind of like sailing. You just get going and you don't stop.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But the one thing,
Charlie, you have plenty of experience, by the way, in tournament golf. Six-time major championship participant. And speaking of tournament golf, the Zurich two balls this weekend. You and your friend Blaine McAllister finished second there many years ago.
My student and friend. Yes, that was quite fun. We got on television, but one thing we want to tell the listening public about golf is it's such a great game for not only girls and boys, it's also a good game for families. Yeah. And to get together and get out and play golf and go to the driving range, and it's a great society. So hopefully you can come out here and you can get involved in the great, you know, play of these young ladies, and that will motivate you to go to the driving range and become a golfer.
That's right. Once again, families, you know, kids 17 and under, junior golfers get in free out here.
Yes.
Charlie, they're doing clinics. You know, the players are doing clinics on the range. The LPGA players, and really the PGA Tour players for that matter right now, they're all very friendly. They're signing autographs for the kids after the rounds. When families come out here and they're watching golf, there's plenty of great groups out there on the course today. What do you recommend they look at, whether it's driving, whether it's short game around the greens? What would you focus on for them to better their game?
Well, just watch the individual and pick out somebody to follow through three holes, and you'll see every activity in what it takes to play a golf hole, from driving the golf ball, the second shot, the third shot, putting, so on and so forth. You'll start getting a feel. You'll be able to turn it on television and understand a little more. But one of the things that I'm really proud of, being a PGA golf professional, we have an association called the PGA of America. We have the Southern Texas PGA here in South Texas that we have over 900 members promoting the game, but teaching the game. So get involved with a PGA golf professional, whether it's a male or a female, and join the Southern Texas PGA Junior Program. My foundation is giving out 14 scholarships this year for kids, not only the kids that participate in the Southern Texas PGA Junior Program, but also that are going to be good students. So it's a great game. and I can't talk enough about it.
No, it's, and what you have done, Charlie, for golf in this city, you know, not only the community, but for juniors and the next generation, is simply inspirational. Now, you know, moving down, you know, this leaderboard, we talked about Jan Lu is in the lead at 7-under. Lindy Duncan and Sarah Schmelzel in a tie for second. Once again, you know, I think the most important headline yesterday afternoon was Nelly Korda rallying to make the cut. She's world number one. She's the defending champion. She is the one children, you know, they want to see when they come out here this week. And, of course, there's plenty of other sensational talent. You have Lexi Thompson, the legend, in a tie for 10th. At 4-under par. But we talked to Korda before the Chevron. Here's what she had to say about the course and other topics.
When you come to a course like this where you've already had success, you know, when you go out there this afternoon or tomorrow, are there things that you and your caddy can kind of breeze over, or do you still go about it the same way?
I just, every year that I've played a golf course, no matter how many times I've played, I feel like it just plays so different with just maybe the winter that they've had and the way the golf course is playing with the weather. Maybe, as I said, I've heard that they've gotten a good bit of rain before. So I don't think I've ever played a golf course where it's played the same the year prior to the year we're at. So going around, seeing how the golf, how the greens are rolling, seeing if, you know, they've changed a couple of tees. Sometimes that's what they like to throw in. They like to make the golf course longer, or they like to make it a little bit more interesting. So trying to definitely just plot our way around and seeing, you know, what our game plan for the week is going to be. It's just going to be the same like it is every week, even if it was a new golf course.
Four in a row coming in here last year, still playing incredibly solid at the moment, still number one.
Mm-hmm.
Are there things in your game this week compared to the last four or five events that need to click for you to defend your championship?
Yeah, I think I saw some improvements in my game last week with my irons. Definitely felt a little bit more comfortable with that. And then just need my putter to kind of click a little bit more to make those putts. I think that's kind of where it's been lacking, is the putts that I was making last year. I'm just not making as many this year, but I think that's just golf. I've gone through waves like this before, and if I just continue working at it, hopefully it does click.
Nelly, you're going to be playing with the ANWA winner, Carla Escudero, in one of the pro-ams. I'm just wondering, you know, in your opinion, how pivotal is it? You got some opportunities in majors as an amateur. How pivotal is it for, you know, the majors to continue to give those opportunities?
Yeah, getting that experience under your belt, walking onto the range and seeing all the best players in the world. Like, as a 14-year-old when I qualified for my first U.S. Open, that was kind of the first thing that I noticed. Was obviously you're very intimidated, and I feel like the more I played out here, the more comfortable I got. So I think for them to get that experience under their belt and, you know, show off their great game and be a little bit more comfortable for them is a great experience.
That was world number one Nelly Korda. She starts the weekend 8 back of Jan Lu, who's at 7-under, heading into Saturday here at the Chevron Championship at the Nicholas Course at Carlton Woods. Come join us. Tickets are available on SeatGeek, and juniors 17 and under get in free all weekend. On the other side, Chevron Championship Executive Director Glenn Weckerlin joins the show. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour presented by Insperity. Back after this.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 and HD, 97.9 HD2.
Three fingers in the honeycomb. You ring just like a xylophone. Devoted to the chromosome. The day that you left home. Tell me, baby.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Powered by Insperity.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Will Doctor and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps.
We're lucky to have Glenn Weckerlin joining the show. He's the executive director at the Chevron Championship, the first LPGA major of the year, where we're live from. Glenn, great job so far this week. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. I wish I could take all the credit for it, but it, you know, it is really, truly one of those big team things, getting ready for the event. And then, you know, we got a little cooperation by the weather today.
How long have you been involved with this championship?
Since we put the deal together back 4 years ago. So we have third year here, and then we finished up 1 year in Rancho Mirage.
Uh-huh.
I actually tried to retire.
From what?
4 years ago from Chevron for 40 years.
Oh, and then I, congratulations.
And then they said, well, you know, but who's going to kind of look after some of this sports stuff and our community things? And I said, well, maybe we can work something out. So I came back a day later and then put this deal together with a team. And we're off and running. And we knew we were going to move it here all the time. So we did 1 year in Rancho Mirage and then moved it over.
That's great.
But you always had the Nicholas course in mind? That was set in stone?
Always had that. Well, you know, we did a pretty extensive look around Houston for the course. It's a complicated process to figure out how to course because it's not just the course. You've got to figure out parking and infrastructure and how are you getting it back and forth and what are you going to do with hospitality and how can you build extra things on top of the clubhouse. And it's a process that was fun to go through. Don't really want to do it again. And so we're looking to stay here another 50 years like they did in Rancho Mirage.
Yeah.
And it's as the first major and the one that doesn't move, I like that. It's different than the other majors who have to go do that every year and find a course and do the whole build.
This is going to be like the Masters.
We think about it that way.
That's it.
I'll be true confessions. I spent a lot of time looking at what they do every year. And borrow things. I mean, right down to some napkins that I saw this year.
Uh-huh.
And they had a napkin with a green robe on it. And we turned around and I made a phone call, and we have napkins with the robe on it this year in the hospitality suite. So we've got our robe for, you know, post-pond jump.
It's really the little things that make a tournament like this,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, it grows. It does.
And you've picked a great community here, Glenn, that the Chevron Championship has really been able to help out. And y'all's contributions to charity in the community, to the teachers, to the schools in the area, it's inspirational.
No, thank you. Well, you know, one of the pillars that we had when we came in is we said we want national TV, we need network TV.
Sure, sure.
So to give more exposure. So that was part of the deal. That drove the date to some extent when we originally did the deal because it had to have the NBC stuff. Sorry for the plug on NBC there.
But no, excellent. Yeah, no. Just like this radio show.
We're promoting all the coverage.
Hundreds cities all over the state and in the local community, and we promote golf.
Yeah.
And now we can promote your championship because this is really here to stay.
Yeah, it is. And so we did that, but charity was another one of the pillars. So we said we need to make sure that we raise enough money to run the event and to give back. And so, over the first 3 years, we've given back about $8.6 million. And we expect to go over 12 by the end of this tournament, which will put us at about, divide by four, there's your three a year. And our ticket sales, you talked about ticket sales. Every ticket then is going to $5 of that ticket is going to go right back into the very, very local, into the schools here in the Woodlands through a program we called Fuel Your School with DonorsChoose.org is our partner in that. So we're trying to, like you said, it's a lot of little things that add up.
And you mentioned your coverage, you know, not only NBC, but you're streaming, you know, all day on ESPN+, which has just been fantastic. You can start watching it at 8 a.m. as soon as everything, you know, kicks off. I think 10 a.m. is the official start time. And then you can watch it on ESPN+ until it starts on network television, which is just fantastic.
Again, it's a thing that, the LPGA's been behind the PGA Tour on a lot of this stuff. And we need to, we're running harder to catch up. There's an Ironman going on at the same time, so... You know, I've got running in my mind. I just saw the bicycle race go by on the way to the course today. But, you know, we're doing a little catch-up. But great partners are making this work from a media standpoint so that you can actually access and watch and get to know these players who are, phenomenal players. I mean, if you ever want a great experience playing a pro-am with one of the LPGA players.
And they're great people.
And they're great people.
They're absolutely. They've grown up in golf, and that's what I encourage. I have two daughters that have grown up in golf, and their kids are in golf. He's come out of junior golf, so you guys are on the right.
We put a lot of focus on the junior thing. I know Nelly talked about it a little bit, but we had eight amateurs that were in the field today, and Gianna Clemente is made the cut, and we'll see what they do. some people don't know. You tell them how old they are and say, you know, oh, what college are they attending? Well, they're not in college. They're in high school. Yeah. You know, and
how about the success of this young lady right here? How old was she when she started? She came right out of the womb and playing golf,
But speaking on your amateurs this year, Asterix Tally, you know, she finished runner-up at the U.S. Women's Junior and the U.S. Women's Amateur. She finished second at the Augusta National Women's Amateur, and she's only 16 years old. It's a lot like what Lexi Thompson, Brooke Henderson, and, of course, Lydia Ko did coming out.
And your point about Lydia, same thing. You're absolutely right. Great stories about coming out and making it. Yes. And a lot of times it doesn't take a long time. One of the other exemptions we give comes out of an event up where I live in Napa at the Silverado Showdown. We had Patty Tavatonic had play there and won this major 3 or 4 years after she was playing in college there. So it... You know, the leap to winning a major from junior golf is
incredible.
It really is.
Yeah. You had a great list of amateurs. Carla Bernada Escudero, who unfortunately did not make the weekend, but still a great champion. She won at the Spirit Tournament in November and then won the Augusta National Women's Amateur. She's had an incredible 2025. It was great to see her on property this week. And, of course, Gianna Clemente's making it to the weekend. Glenn, for the listeners at home, the importance of what Nelly Korda did yesterday, 4-under-68 to make the cut, to have world number one on property this weekend, I mean, what does that mean for the tournament?
Yeah, it helps on a lot of different levels, I think, to have her around. I think there's, we had a great story if she wasn't here because we had a whole bunch of potential first-time winners, right? There's always a good story out here. But I think the way she played yesterday, and Lexi had a great day as well yesterday.
Incredible, yes, sir.
Climbed right into things.
And she's retired.
And she's retired. We told her she can retire all she wants as long as she plays here every
year. That's right.
But the Nelly story was great. I mean, I was at a dinner last night watching, as it was closing out, and we looked and looked and looked, and there she was climbing back in it. And I think that's in itself a great story. There was a guy in the golf tour that won a lot of tournaments that used to do that. He'd surprise people, and Tiger would be out, and then he's back in, and then the next thing you know, he's on the leaderboard. And I expect we'll get that out of out of Nelly, and same thing out of Lydia. I mean, Lydia had a better day yesterday, and so we get it's a nice mix, but it's not. The funny thing is you kind of talk a lot about the young kids on the tour, but there isn't anybody out there that is really, somebody that's been around for 40 years.
Yeah.
We were with them on last Sunday. We had a Legends event out here where they played with girls golf last Sunday, and that in itself was a treat.
Really a hoot, yeah.
I mean, we had 24 people at the Champions Center. I mean, that is a huge number.
There were
more victories on the LPGA represented in our Champions Dinner than in the total field with 24 people.
Isn't that great?
I mean, you're talking about some legends out there that have 29, 30, 40 wins. So
that Champions Dinner, I mean, as far as the Champions Dinner for this week at the Chevron Championship and working with Thomas Keller and all the players I talked to between Nelly, Lexi, Stacey Lewis, who is a great former champion of this event, just love the whole idea of this Champions Dinner.
He lost the backstory on that is Thomas and I, Chef Keller and I, better be more formal since, Casey's listening. Chef Keller and I, we play golf probably three times a week during COVID, certainly, because we live 13 minutes apart.
Oh, really?
And so we play at Silverado.
Sure.
And we were on I can remember to this day, we were on the 17th hole one day, and I said, boy, we got to think about this Champions Dinner, and I don't know what to do. And, it'd be great if we had something that we could really point to. And he said, well, what about me? And I said, so you'd come down and do the dinner for us? And he said, sure. He's a golf nut.
Is
he loves
right?
golf. And that was all it took. And then we put it together, and now every year it's our tradition, like the Masters.
Yes.
But I'd like to think that we do a pretty good job on that one, because he curates the menu by, you know, talking to the past champion, yeah, similar to what they do at the Masters.
Nellie put him up to the test this year, huh?
She did.
I heard the strawberry dumplings for dessert just turned out amazing.
That was her thing. I won't even give it a shot to try and pronounce it. She does, and it comes off of her tongue. But, when I talked to her dad about it, he said, well, I'll be the judge of how good the chef is based on how well he makes that dumpling.
And did he get a passing grade?
Well, we didn't let him taste it. He wasn't at the dinner.
Oh, there you go.
But Nellie, it was something that her grandmother did. So Nellie, and so we asked Nellie the question, and she said, no, that was, and it's a strawberry dumpling with powdered sugar and sesame. I mean, it's way too far above my grilled cheese skills. You know.
That's fun.
Well, Glenn, we're out of time for this segment. We really appreciate you stopping by to join us. This has just been a treat. Once again, fans can get tickets on SeatGeek.
Please.
And all $5 of all ticket goes back to the teachers in the community.
Yeah, they don't have to check a box. It'll automatically go, we'll take care of that. So just come on out and enjoy the golf, and at the same time you can contribute to the schools.
Yeah. And juniors 17 and under get in free. Glenn, thanks for joining us. This is a great week so far.
Well, thank you, guys.
And I want to spend some time with you today.
We can do that.
I got an idea.
Okay.
All right.
Deal.
You got it.
Deal. I'll be here.
We're going to take a quick break. This is the Trolley Ups Golf Hour for Brian Sparity. Back after this.
ESPN 97.5.
Charlie Epps Golf Hour, powered by Insperity, continues
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
For the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Will Doctor and Charlie Epps.
It was great to have Glenn Weckerlin on the show, executive director here at the Chevron Championship. In case you missed that conversation, you can find it on Apple Podcasts and Spotify at the conclusion of the show. Yan Liu is your leader here at the Chevron Championship. She's at 7-under after rounds of 65, 72. Lou is number 11th on the LPGA Tour money list. What a round yesterday. You know, she shot even par, but made an albatross on the par 5 eighth here at the Chevron course in Carlton Woods. We're here in the Woodlands this weekend. You get your tickets on SeatGeek at $40. Kids 17 and under get in free. You know, Lindy Duncan and Sarah Schmelzel, two Americans, both without an LPGA Tour win, in contention, one back of Lou heading into the weekend. You know, Lindy Duncan is a veteran on the LPGA Tour. She's had a really solid career, just has not broken through with that first win. Sarah Schmelz, a little bit of a different story, a little bit younger, in her fourth year on the LPGA Tour, and since 2014, she's racked up 8 top 10s on the LPGA Tour. You know, she finished 9th at the U.S. Women's Open last year and, you know, qualified for Stacey Lewis's Solheim Cup team. I think you look in the top 5 on this leaderboard and wondering, you know, who's going to have the best chance. I would have to go with Sarah Schmelzel, really just playing some very solid golf. 2-under 70 in the first round, 4-under 68 in the second round. I think Sarah has the game to make a run at this over the weekend. And, you know, you look back at that Solheim Cup that the Americans won, and there were so many key pieces of that, of Stacey Lewis's team that, you know, are in the field this week. You know, Sarah Schmelzel, you know, Lexi Thompson is in a tie for 10th at 4-under par. She's only, you know, 3 back heading into the weekend. It'd be amazing to see Lexi Thompson make a run, get another major championship. You know, she's semi-retired, playing about half the events this season, so working a little bit of a mixed schedule. But, you know, nonetheless, great, you know, to have a name like Lexi Thompson in the hunt here. Big deal for the tournament and the TV as far as the public interest is concerned. Let's get you some audio here. You know, starting with Stacey Lewis. Stacey missed the cut. She is a 2-time major champion. You know, this course, especially with the rain this week, a little bit too long for Lewis. But nonetheless, a big fan of this golf course. And here was her comment on that.
I think it's a good test. You know, one, it's long. So it's going to always going to favor long hitters. And so from that aspect, you got to step up and hit some good golf shots. You know, that's the biggest thing. I mean, Lauren, she's still playing great golf, but she kind of went on a heater after this. But, I mean, I think it's a great test. I think you get the weather, you get the elements, you know. It's Texas golf.
And, you know, Stacy, you know, she's just the best. I mean, what an ambassador for the game of golf. You know, she's captained multiple American teams at a very high level, the highest of levels at the Solheim Cup twice. And then she also, you know, at the amateur level, Stacy Lewis was the captain of two American teams at the Spirit in 2019 and 2021. She has all the experience in the world at the highest levels. You know, unfortunately, she's not going to be around for the weekend. But going back to these leaders, you know, there was a couple notes that Lindy Duncan and Sarah Schmelzel gave out after the round yesterday. You know, Lindy, as I said, as I aforementioned, she's a veteran, but really has not made a big splash in these major championships so far in her career. She, you know, her best result on the LPGA Tour was second back at the LPGA of Americas in Dallas in 2018. This is unfamiliar territory for Lindy Duncan. You know, this is a great story. You know, a player who has been around the LPGA Tour a long time, practices with some of the best in the world there at Lake Nona in Florida, practices with Lydia Ko and, you know, some other big-time names. Here was Lindy Duncan on the keys to the major championships.
I just think pars are good a lot of times, and just trying to, you know, if you get out of position, try to get back in the fairway, try to give yourself a chance for par. And if you can drop some of those par saves, that momentum is huge.
So, you know, we'll see what Duncan does. Sarah Schmelzel, like I said, I think should be the favorite going into this weekend. She's number 14 on the CME rankings. Here was Schmelzel on the commendable season so far as her game is concerned.
Overall, it's been steady, I guess you would say. It's been a little frustrating because I've been in the top 10 going into the weekend and even Sunday a lot, and kind of just haven't really gotten over the hump as much as I would like to. I've hit it really well at times. I've hit it not awesome at times. So it's just been kind of, I don't know, coming out of the off season or just kind of some off season changes. It's still really like taking form over a 4-day, you know, golf tournament. But overall, I've been really happy with my demeanor and mental game on the golf course. I think that that's been huge for me this year and why I've been so consistent. So good and bad.
That's Sarah Schmelzel, Charlie. She's one back of the lead going into the weekend. Now, this is not, you know, as Glenn mentioned, there's a lot of players on the top of this leaderboard looking for their first win. She's kind of like Tommy Fleetwood on the PGA Tour. You know, 10 top 10s here over the last two seasons. You know, she finished ninth at the U.S. Women's Open last year, where she opened, you know, 68-67 and then, you know, kind of fell off over the weekend. Stacy Lewis, you know, picked her for the Ryder Cup. The Solheim Cup.
My
apologies. And I asked her, you know, is she going to lean on that experience from the Solheim Cup this weekend?
Yeah, Solheim Cup was huge. I mean, I've never played on a bigger stage than that. I've never played with that much adrenaline running through my body. And I think up until Solheim, even though I had had a good year, I wasn't totally confident in if I could hit great golf shots in big time moments when I felt really nervous. And being able to do that has really proved a lot to me. And I think I've just been able to take some of that comfort into every event I've played since then.
The word comfort, that's a classic word that every golfer should get involved. Be comfortable with your golf game on the first tee or on the 18th tee or in the club championship. You know, get the definition of comfort. And, boy, what a great word.
Yeah, no, she's going to have a great chance going into this weekend. Speaking of comfort, you know, Charlie, there's business owners out there looking to get a little bit more comfortable with their HR performance, and you have a solution for them.
Well, it's an incredible company. Insperity started in 1986 with, I would say, a couple geniuses. The chairman of the company and the owner of the company, Paul Sarvati, had a vision, and they carried it out. And since 1984, 86, they've grown the company incredible. It's just absolutely one success after another. And it's because of their philosophy. And they want small businesses to succeed so communities can prosper. That's not a selfish goal, is it?
It is not at all.
So if you have a small business and you want to succeed and you want to grow your business, you have a 5-year plan or a 10-year plan, give Insperity a call. Get in line. Get them ready to help you improve your company. I mean, they're really a HR company by design, but they have some other things that they can help people with. So it's really an incredible company, Insperity. Look them up on the internet.
Yeah, Insperity.com.
Get their website, and I guarantee you, your business will grow even faster.
Yeah.
And the owner can do, you know, what he wants to do, and that's grow his business.
And, Charlie, they can get a great feel of the company next weekend at the Woodlands Tournament Course just down the street from us right now for the Insperity Invitational.
Exactly right. For 22 years, they've had this championship called the Insperity Invitational, where they invite the Champions Tour to come in and entertain their customers all week long. It's a golf championship, but more importantly for their championship is their customers are coming and getting entertained, getting to know everybody by a personal, you know, you walk up and say, hi, my name is so-and-so. My name's Arnold Palmer.
Yeah.
Arnold, yes. Can I help you? Arnold was their spokesman for so many years. And so that's a success.
And for fans that come out there next week, once again, you know, another tournament, the Insperity Invitational, all week long, fans get in for free.
Yes.
You've got your junior day on Tuesday. You've got a couple pro-ams. And as you just said, when Jack Nicklaus and Gary Player, Lee Trevino, Marco Mira, Curtis Strange, Julie Inkster, Annika Sorenstam, Laura Davies, all these legends, they like to mingle with the fans, don't they?
That's what it's all about. I mean, they're a public, you know, on display. They love to show their talents with the game of golf, but more importantly, their talents with their personality. And they'll greet you. You'll become one of the family.
Get out. You have to get out next week to the Insperity Invitational, where the Champions Tour takes on the Woodlands Tournament Course. It's going to be a great weekend out there, and it's all thanks to our friends at Insperity.
And you get to meet Lee Trevino. This guy can talk underwater.
There's no, I don't think there's any better range session to watch than Lee Trevino.
That's
with
right.
With a little shuffle forward.
He'll
what do you think
you
about those feet moving over the ball, Charlie?
Oh, they're magic. It's like Fred Astaire.
We got to take a quick break. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour. Here's Ryan Sparty. Back after this.
This is ESPN 97.5. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Powered by Insperity.
Now from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Will Docker and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps.
We're live from the Chevron Championship. Come out and join us here at the Nicklaus Course at the Clubs at Carlton Woods for the first LPGA Major of the year. Things are heating up at end of the weekend. Jan Luz in the lead at 7-under par. Sarah Schmelzel and Lindy Duncan, two Americans. One shot back, you've got Lexi Thompson in a tie for 10th. Nelly Korda, 8 shots back. Charlie, that's not out of it heading into the weekend at a major, is it?
No, not one bit. I mean, Nelly, she can put another 66 on the board. She can put 64 and change the horizon of Sunday. So, yeah, a lot of good golf to watch, a lot of good golf to be played at the beautiful Nicklaus Golf Course here in the Woodlands.
Yep.
Designed by Jack Nicklaus, no other, you know, 100 and how many majors? 1,000?
18 major championships. Leader by 4, Charlie.
Leader by 4, and how many second places?
It's over 40. Total on the PGA Tour, he had over 40 runner-up finishes, right?
No, no.
That he left out there?
No, no. For in majors, there were 18.
Okay. So he no, no.
17.
Jack had 18 majors. How many runner-up finishes?
17.
Wow. That's a true test of a. I mean,
it's a true champion.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, his career from day one to today, who's 84 years old and done so much for charity. You talk about charity. I mean, he and his wife Barbara have millions of dollars for kids in the hospitals in Columbus, Ohio, all over. You know, they have been so generous with their time and with their influence.
And Charlie, it's amazing how he still puts himself out there to the public. He was at the Valero Texas Open a couple weeks ago. We'll see him next week at the Invitational where, you know, he'll do, you know, it's amazing what he does at his age. He gives the fans an hour-long rain session, does some putting drills on the greens, goes and plays the course with the legends. He doesn't have to be doing that at his age.
No, no, he is a, you know, an incredible philanthropist. You know, he knows his signature and his name goes a long ways in drawing people to come out and give money for good reasons. So it's just incredible.
Charlie, we've got a your friend Adam Shupak.
Shupak, that's a
and
good
I'd love
name.
To know maybe what Jack Nicklaus would think about this, but the PGA Tour is going to have a vote on the format of the Tour Championship this week. According to Adam Scott and Sam Burns, starting strokes are out. They're going to vote to end the starting strokes of the Tour Championship. You know how Scotty has started with a two-shot lead? And while match play was on the table for the Tour Championship, that is not going to be an option either. You know, from your viewing of the Tour Championship of the last 4 years with the starting strokes, and you have two winners. You know, you have a winner with the starting stroke and a winner without the starting stroke. Which way for the Tour Championship is the right way to get the fans more involved at the end of the year?
Well, there was a saying is, you know, you don't want to have to reinvent the wheel every week. You know, the proven commodities, and if right now the most important tournaments on the PGA Tour are the majors, and they all have the same format. It's a four-day sporting event in all over the world, with the British Open, with the Masters. You have an incredible facility that has turned into being incredibly dominant in the golfing, where people want to go and experience that in the PGA. Yeah. You know, they're all the same. So I hope, let's just get back to basics. You know, don't reinvent the wheel. Go with what's successful. 72 holes, a cut, you know. I think that would be the best.
Yeah. Charlie, the no cuts, it's, you know, we saw the RBC Heritage last week. It was really great to see Justin Thomas get his first win in 3 years. It's his 16th PGA Tour victory. I don't understand, you know, there was no cut last week at the RBC Heritage, and that's the case for a lot of these signature events. There's 70-man fields, there's no cut. Why can't you have a 100-man field and have a 60-man cut?
Well, it gets down to just like this event here. They had to finish Friday's round on Saturday mornings. You get so many people in the event, logistically it's hard to run, especially when you get some rain involved. And they wanted to simplify it and try to make sure every day is done at when the sun sets. So that's number one. Number two, I don't understand why they've limited the field so much. You know, 132 is not that bad.
It's not at all. And most tournaments, especially after the daylight savings period of the year, are finishing.
And then the cut.
And no more Monday qualifiers. Right. Go ahead.
Right. And the cut is a part of this tradition like no other. Yeah. You know, you have to play good Friday afternoon to be able to get a paycheck, although some of the courses will give you a paycheck for 36 holes. But just keep it basic and keep it simple. You got a formula that's correct. you know, match play is desirable, but it's horrible for television because you never know who's going to be finishing and going to play on the weekend. The thing that drives television are the ratings. So you got to make sure the stars are playing on Saturdays and Sundays.
Yeah, there you go. And we have a big star playing this weekend here at the Nicholas Course at Carlton Woods and Nelly Korda. Charlie, this is not the only major on the LPGA schedule that's coming to Texas this year. They're going to go to Frisco for the Women's PGA later this summer.
At the new property that owned by the PGA of America.
Your thoughts on that?
Well, it's, you know, the PGA of America is always trying to improve its lot in the world, and they came on some good property, and they built a new complex, and so it's in the center of our country, and I think it's going to be a good event. They're just trying to grow the game.
Yeah, and they're going to come back for a men's PGA in 2027.
And the Ryder Cup will be, you know,
I just there. Heard that yesterday, that it's in the PGA Frisco contract.
Yeah.
A Ryder Cup must be hosted there.
Yes, that's exactly
That's
right.
going to be incredible. Ryder Cup coming to Texas.
Yeah, well, it was played at
Champions.
Champions, 1960 or whatever.
Yeah. Out of all the courses we have in Texas, besides the Chevron Championship, the Houston Open, and the Insperity Invitational, Charlie, it just doesn't seem like the tour's really hit the best courses here. And I know it's tough to do.
Well, you know, Champions used to host it's held at U.S. Open one time, and it's
Talk
held
about
the Ryder
Tour Championship. How good was the Tour Championship? It was great,
but then they decided Coca-Cola stepped up and put a lot of money in it, and they bought the event to come to Atlanta, and they sold the rights to that. And they used to go to Southern Hills. They used to go to San Francisco. They used to come to Houston at Champions. But, you know, now we don't get, because of the weather, I don't know.
Can you talk to the listeners about, you know, and obviously Glenn Weckerman can he alluded on it a little bit, but you've run tournaments your whole life.
Yes.
This is, especially a PGA Tour event, LP, that is not an easy thing for a club to hold.
Oh, no. It puts the club, they give up 2 or 3 months of play for their members to host this event. And that's part of being a member of a club like Augusta. You build your reputation, so it pays off in the long run, and we got 1 minute to go.
Yeah, we got one minute. I want to give a quick shout.
You got
to
it.
Your Charlie Wiley. You mentioned Southern Hills.
Yes,
his TCU Horn Frogs. They had a great week out there.
That was the conference championship, and they finished fifth, and that was a good finish. My grandson had a great tournament, learned a lot, had a few too many double bogeys, but. We'll live for the next day.
That happens at Southern Hills, a major championship golf course.
Beautiful golf course.
Charlie, great work this morning.
Thank you.
People, get out to the Chevron Championship today and tomorrow for the third and final round. Tickets are on SeatGeek. Kids 17 and under get in for free. This is just a great championship. You have a great leader in Yan Liu, a couple great Americans chasing in Sarah Schmelzel and Lindy Duncan. And then you've got great stories with Lexi Thompson and Nelly Korda, who... You know, Thompson's in the tie for 10th. Korda made the cut by 2 shots, 8 back. They're still in this tournament. What you could see this weekend from them could be history if they could mount some weekend, you know, 68, 66s to put themselves back in this tournament. We'll see you out here at the Woodlands at the Nicholas Course at the clubs at Carlton Woods this weekend. That's John Belmer behind the ones and twos back in Studio 1A. We appreciate your work. Charlie, great work. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour
for
Divine Disparity.
Bye,
see
John.
You next Saturday.
Boot and Ray Rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.